for you. Dan Braden searches thousands of vehicles each week at various dealer-only auctions. Then he picks the best one at the best price, and you'll save thousands off the new car price.
And no one there will ever treat you mean at Wolverine, my Wolverine.
That's Wolverine Auto Brokers on M53 on the west side of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for generator sales and service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Maurer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Maurer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
For a no-obligation quote, contact me, Sean McBay. We have been insuring Thumb Area Farms since 1881. For an agent you can rely on and your best price, see the McBay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and McBay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Tax season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right, now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Talk of the thumb.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
And we're back. There goes the opening bell, whistle, whatever you want to call it. Final inspections of the goals by the referees. The teams are lining up at center ice for the center ice faceoff. Usually it's the senior referee that drops the puck. So we're waiting for the referees to come to the center ice and drop the puck. Looks like Gehring will take the face off. And I can't quite see who it looks like. Roman Welton, maybe.
Yep, it looks like Roman Welton.
Yep, we'll take the face off. So we're getting ready. And we're off. Puck's dropped at center ice. Goes across the blue line. Welton comes in on the right wing, but he loses the puck to the defense and goes into the corner behind the goalie. Number five, Whipple had the puck, plays it up on the side, and it goes over the blue line. Out at center ice. Oh, Somi blew a tire. Number four comes in, the shot, a save, and the goalie covers it up.
Jordan Braun.
Michael Langley had a break because we had a blown tire by Jesse Vogel at the blue line. The goalie covers up, and now we'll have a face-off to the goaltender's left, our immediate right. And it looks like number
Luke
13.
Luke Gehring.
Luke Gehring takes the face-off. He wins it. It comes back to the point. Capeling keeps it in on the right point. Now it's at the blue line, and it comes out. And we have a breakout here. Amon, number seven, can't get through, and it goes back into his own zone. Number five comes in, gets the puck. Liam Whipple, he goes across
the net.
He's checked, and it goes back in the defense. Oh, he gets it again. He's up at the blue line, throws it into the center. Nothing happening there. Capeling keeps it in. And it's a scramble in front of the net. Amon's trying to get away. He can't. He's checked by 13 Gehring. There's a backhand shot. Oh, a shot
off the post
from Whipple. And it does not go in. Oh, and it goes all the way down the ice. So they're going to call icing on this one. There'll be an icing call as it goes all the way down. So it'll come back into the zone. 8 minutes, 52 seconds left in the first period. The faceoff will be in the Ossentoski zone. Ossentoski wearing black uniforms and Northgate Chargers wearing white uniforms. Number 21 takes the faceoff, Cora Capeling. She wins it. It goes back to the point. They play it back in the center where the defense has it. They've played up on the wing. Engel can't reach it. And it goes back. Oh, that shot came across from the red line. It stays in the zone. Now it's out. Morneau is checked at center ice by Rakowski. Oh, it goes right by him. It goes into the zone. And back into the goalie plays it. It's in the corner. Morneau gets the puck along the right side board. Skates into the center. He's got it on his backhand. He's looking for, oh, there's a shot and it's blocked. It goes into the corner. There's a pile up in the playoffs in the corner. Puck comes out to the point. Parizeau keeps it in. Oh, now it gets past Parizeau, shot down the ice. It looks like we'll have an icing call here. Yep, we'll have an icing call and we'll go back into the Ossentoski zone. Well, we've had a couple shots here in the first period, a couple good opportunities.
This one will go right down to the wire again.
Yep. For Ossentoski, Roman Welton will take the face off.
And number five for Chargers.
Number five for the Chargers, which was Liam Whipple. Welton wins it, but it comes out. No, it didn't come out. It stays in at the blue line. Welton keeps it in. There's a scramble of players in front. Welton can't reach it. Booms tries to sweep it out to center ice and succeeds. Now we have a type of players at center ice, but it's brought back in. Oh, back out to center ice again. The shot past Ingram, this may be icing. Yes, it is. There was a pass intended for Ingram at the blue line. He missed it, and the puck goes all the way down for an icing call. So it'll be in the Northgate Chargers zone. Luke Gehring will take the faceoff against Morneau. Morneau will be taking the faceoff for the Ossentoski team. Oh, they switch up.
Yep.
Gehring's out. Number five.
Whipple's in.
Liam Whipple's in. Whipple takes the faceoff. He wins it. It goes back to the point. The weak shot goes into the left of the goaltender. Now it's in the corner. Langley kind of plays it in. Now it's on Langley's feet. He tries to bring it out front and he's checked. Now behind, Whipple's got it behind the goal. Nope, no play there. It stays behind the goal. Now the defense has it for the Chargers. Well, there's a check along the board. The puck comes out at center ice. Gorkowski has it for Ossentoski. Tries to shoot it in, doesn't succeed, but Langley will bring it in. Oh, Langley,
offside.
They have a call on the offside. Left wing was offside, Ken?
Yes, it was.
Faceoff will be just outside.